This podcast is brought to you by WCR FM in Wolverhampton.
The Wolverhampton branch of the Campaign for Real Ale has announced the pubs and clubs that its members have voted for this year as their favourites. And the Hail to the Ale micropub has won both Wolverhampton Camera's Pub of the Year 2024 and the Cider and Perry Pub of the Year 2024. And in the branch club sector, the Furs in Codsall has been announced the 2024 winner, and they also have their own brewery on site. Last year was the 10th anniversary of the opening to the Hail to the Ale, and I interviewed both Angela and Gary Morton back in August 2023. They were the first micropub to open in the West Midlands, and to celebrate this year's success, we're now going to hear last August's interview in full. So, chatting to Gary, the Hail to the Ale. 10 years since the Hail to the Ale opened, which I find staggering. You must as well.
Can't believe it. We don't know, honestly don't know where that time's gone.
So, I mean, can I sort of go back 10 years and just think about what you and Angela were doing prior to the Hail to the Ale? When did you start brewing, and what were you doing before that?
Well, I started brewing 18 years ago, and just selling to free trade and clubs, and we always wanted our own outlet. We contemplated a normal pub, but the commitment was too big because we had a young family at the time. And then when we saw this idea, we were sitting down one night and Midlands Today came on, and this feature cropped up about micropubs, which we'd never heard of. But when we saw the feature and realised they specialise in real ales and real ciders, and they open limited hours, we knew instantly that was what we wanted, a perfect add-on for a small microbrewery.
And it was the first one in Wolverhampton?
We were the first one in the West Midlands.
West Midlands?
Yes, yeah, and the 32nd one in the country.
Gosh.
You know, and now you consider there's over 1,000, you know, that number is quite significant. So we could say we were one of the early pioneers.
There must be, what, 4 or 5 in Wolverhampton now?
Yeah, there's 3. Yeah, if you count the Staffordshire areas, there's about the 5, yeah.
So you were brewing, you were doing a bit of brewing, presumably in spare time?
Yes, I started it off spare time. I had a job as well to running alongside it, but we gradually phased that down and bought the brewing up until I made the commitment one day just to give up the job completely and go full time on the brewing.
Now, we're planning on repeating your inside tracks, you and Angie, with your choice of music. So the previous job we're referring to, would this be your pop star career?
No, I was in business with my brother manufacturing locks, and when I fancied a career change, my brother bought my half out, which freed me up to explore other avenues. But as we were setting up the brewery, we needed some income, so I got a job working for a company in Wolverhampton.
Because listeners of Inside Tracks this evening will hear your musical escapade.
Yes, you will hear it, yeah, and we've still got the single here, firmly stashed away upstairs.
It's kept hidden, I would have thought.
Yeah. Oh no, we dust the cobwebs off it now and then when we have a vinyl night.
Yeah. So you started, I mean, you were brewing full-time, and then this pub seemed the obvious outlet.
Yeah, I mean, it made such a difference, you know, because virtually most of the beer we were brewing was being sold through the micropub, so you know, that stopped all the running round, selling odd casks here and there and everywhere to the free trade. So it eased our operation considerably. Yeah.
So Angela, who is coyly hiding up, come over here. So 10 years ago, you were more in here, I think, than Gary in the early days. Is that right?
Or? Oh, no, we were both here full time to get it established. We were doing every shift between us, yeah.
I was working for the government 10 years ago.
Yeah. To get it up and running, yeah, we did every shift ourselves, so there was that personal sort of feel to the place with support from our family members.
Well, yeah, I remember seeing the kids behind the bar.
And, oh, gosh, yes.
They're still working here now.
Well done, good man.
Yes. Well, the boys do, yeah, so the others have obviously moved on. We've got Tom and Peter that relieve us now on a Saturday. Yeah. Friday and Saturday nights, so we don't do any late nights now ourselves.
And then the Hail to the Ale became full time.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's still part-time, because we're not open 7 days a week, so it's sort of a part-time business, but full-time effort.
And also as well, I don't think people realise what actually happens
behind the scenes. There's a lot to do. Just because you're closed doesn't mean there's nothing to do, because there's plenty of work behind the scenes, getting the stocking, getting the beer organised, getting it settled, ready to be served in tip-top condition. So there's plenty to do once those doors are locked.
Do the paperwork, do the invoices, do the cleaning, you know, the banking, everything, you know, so it's all done. So
it keeps us busy.
I love the sign that's propped upon the bicycle outside that says no lager.
You get asked often then.
No, they pretty much know what's going on now, don't we? It is one rule of the micropub format that we stick to religiously. You know, we're not going to backtrack on that.
We used to show our customers.
Yeah, if anyone asks for Carling, we give them that.
Give them this Will Carling.
We give them Will Carling book, which.
But so, no, they generally now, after being here 10 years,
they know.
Yeah.
So what have we got on the bar and a typical beers and ciders?
We have one of our own beers, and then we feature another local brewery, Newbridge Brewery. And then we rotate the other guests. We always try and have a dark beer on. And then we got a range of, we've an increased range now of 6 ciders, so we can always have a fruit, we can always have a dry, and then a mixture of medium ciders for the rest.
Now, you say you've got one of your own beers, but I know that you've retired early, I will point out. So how are your beers?
I've given the local brewery permission to brew my beers, which is Newbridge Brewery. Right. And he's done 3 or 4 of them now, and he's a pretty good reproduction.
Right, because the folks from Tipton have taken over your old brewery side, haven't they?
Yes,
right?
it was Lowell Gornal, the fountain.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
the fountain pub, Lowell Gornal. Yeah, but they've moved it out of the unit now, so I don't know where they've set up.
Oh.
Yeah, so, but I think that was always the plan, because it's not an easy journey from Lower Gornal to Essington. It's going to be an hour easily. Yeah, so yeah. I think the plan was to always move it to a more local setting for themselves. But as yet, I don't know where that is.
Excellent. So 10 years. We've got another 10, you reckon?
We believe so. Yeah, we're confident. Yeah.
Yes. We won't be running it for the next 10 years. I mean, hopefully the boys will take over. Mm.
We're confident there's another 10 years easily in this. Yeah.
Well, first in the West Midlands, we wish you well and have a great 10th anniversary.
We will do. We've got a barbecue outside, run by Technol Round Table. We've got a guy playing the piano at 3 o'clock. And then to close the celebration,
we've got our Trace. One of my best friends from many years ago. So she'll be doing from just 6 to 6:30. To say just closing all the celebrations.
And she'll be doing last orders, so I don't think anyone will argue with her.
She's a force to be reckoned with, isn't she, Trace? Well, we wish you both well, and you and the family, another 10 years. And thanks for chatting.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For more information about WCR podcasts, go to wcrfm.com/podcasts.